N4 WHM radio check. N4 WHM radio check. Mobile.
N4 WHM,
WA42XZ. Radio off the bench into the car, just making sure it's still working and working with the mobile antenna.
Seems to be working just fine. You've got a little bit of racket behind you.
I'll see what I can do about it. I appreciate it. This is the N4 WHM clear.
N4 WHM, WA42XZ clear.
K2RCL mobile.
Four CBA mobile. DA KL4LAO. KF4LAO. Hey Jim. KP4CBA. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How's the tennis playing going?
I'm in about 30 minutes. I might be able to tell you, I joined a league, the sports club, and we have a practice tonight, and we're having a meeting at 6, and we're going to play at 6:30, so I'm headed over there. So it'll be another hour before I hit a tennis ball, probably.
What would you say the average age is of the folks you play in your league?
I think it's like 40 and up. I'm probably, me and Doug are probably the oldest. I'm 66.
It's pretty good that you're still out there doing that, the joints aren't giving you trouble.
They're doing pretty good, I'll play. I told my wife I'll play as long as I can stand up.
I'm on a Chick-fil-A run for supper for folks tonight at my house, and they were getting a little hungry a little early, so I said, okay, I'll make the run.
And 0TR.
Hi, Jim. I just wanted to say I sent you an email to that address that W2TGM in. It bounced today. But no problem. That one from ARRL come through and faster than I thought. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon there, Mr. Tom. And I hope you're behaving today.
Deadly out of character. Bernice is over here heating up our chicken we got from Publix. It's the breaded spicy wings and some sides she made with it. And we just went down and got our second COVID-19 shot today, Jim. You can take it.
Well, tell me today that they've just opened it up for 55 and under. So, I guess it's down to 55 now. But I'm still kind of on the fence about that thing.
Get it.
Yeah, it's got my vote, too. I can tell people my nephew's a medical scientist and been that way for many, many years, and the CEO of a drug company. He says I'll be the first in line when we're able to get it.
Which one did, who made the one you took?
I haven't had mine yet. It's Friday, so... I just can't wait. But anyway, I've heard the second one kind of has made some people a little sick, but, some side effects, but, I hadn't heard anything, much about the first one.
And go deliver some groceries here, so let me do that. Tom, I'll go to the ARRL.net email and reply to you and get you the correct address. KO4LAO will be clear.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, I got, Bernice and I got the Pfizer, and we didn't have any reaction from the first one, so we're hoping for the best. Enjoy your dinner, and see you later. Send 0TR.
Enjoy that Chick-fil-A. 73s. You got your second shot today. Did I understand you correctly, Tom?
Yes, Dave. We went to Kmart, and no problems at all. Just walked right on in, and they checked us at the door, and we went in and filled out one yellow sheet, and then went over to a table, and they asked us a few questions and gave us our shot.
Wait.
There was no wait. It probably took 5 minutes to fill out that piece of paper with your name and address and phone number. And then you walked over to this other table, and there was a guy going around handing out vaccines, and she just picked up the vaccine after this other lady asked us these questions and give us our shot. Then you go over to the next area, and you sit there for 15 minutes, and you stand up, you turn your seat around in the opposite direction, and walk out the door.
Did you have an appointment time to be there, or was it just any time today?
Ours was at 3:30, Dave, and we probably got there 3:20 when we got there. And we walked on up to the door, went right on in.
Looking, excuse me, on the calendar, mine's at 11 a.m. Friday.
Well, said on the phone, she said the lines get smaller towards the end of the day, so maybe they'll have gone down by then. I don't know, Dave.
We'll find out. I think I've only heard one person that had any side effects from the shot, and it was the second one. But it wasn't like they were, you know, real sick or anything. They were just didn't feel good for a day or two.
In our experience too, and I got to tell you, that place is huge down there. When you haven't got any cash registers and all that stuff in there, and they got like three separate areas there. And, buddy, they can move a bunch of people through there, and they can move them through there fast.
KB4CPA. Well, that's good. I imagine, you know, that was the first Kmart to be built in Greenville, and we lived right down the street, right down Ferris there. You cross the bridge, and that's Brushy Creek, by the way, and that stream there running through there. And if you hang a right onto Brookview Circle, which, that's not a circle. I don't know why they named it Brookview Circle. It goes up the top of the hill and just dead ends. But anyway, turn right on Brookview Circle, and then you'll get to the top of the hill, and there's Moultrie Street to the left, and I live right there on the corner on the left. That's where I lived there for 8 years with my sister, my dad, and my grandmother.
Well, I still got these two microphones for you in the back of the car. I just haven't met up with you, and I forget about them, Dave, that I was going to give you. So if you're out and about, let me know. And I guess in a couple of weeks we'll have the antibodies build up, and we'll feel a lot more secure. And I'm sure you will, too. I'm tickled to death you got it. W4NGU got his today about 2:30 or 2:45. And then we got ours at 3:30. He got his over at the University of South Carolina, I believe it was. And that was his second shot.
Do RCL?
Same age. That's not right. Oh, me. I'm looking forward to it. I've already had the virus, so I probably have some antibodies still in my system, but I'll get the shot anyway. It's been, I think you have to wait a month before you get the shot if you've had the virus, and it's been, I had it back in January.
In there, and I think it was RCX or something like that, and I recognized what little I got of the call, but yeah, Dave, Rusty had it and got his second shot a couple days ago, and he had a little reaction from it, but he thought that might be because he had had the COVID, but can't really answer that, but I don't know if they told you which vaccine or not you're getting, but I know they said they was going to start receiving the Johnson & Johnson before long. If I had a preference, and it really doesn't matter, I would take the Pfizer from what I've gleaned from different people. And we'll let a little lapse go here for the break in there. This is N0TR, Tom.
2RCL. Tom, David, I just heard y'all on. I'm about to pull into the house here. Just wanted to hop on here and say hey and say it's good to hear y'all.
73 and have a good evening.
Brown and, Rack Chewith is here for a minute.
I'd love to stay on the radio for a little bit, but it's been a long day. I've been moving 2x12 floor joists all day, so I'm ready for a hot shower and sit down on a soft couch.
Russell, isn't it?
It's Russell, K2RCL.
Okay, Russell. Well, I don't blame you a bit for that. We'd prefer you didn't mention that four-letter word on here on the repeater, W-O-R-K, because most of us are retired. I don't know if Dave is or not. He's just a professional tennis player. Go ahead, Dave.
Professional retiree. And, I don't know if I'm doing any good at it or not, but anyway, I'm having a good time. So, let's see, what were you talking about anyway? I don't even know. But if you've been carrying 2x12s, I remember I was a low man on the totem pole when we were framing houses back in high school. And we needed a couple of 2x12s, 14 feet long. And so the, whatever we called him, the boss man sent me down the street to another job that they were doing, same company was doing, and got a couple of 2x12s from them. And, 14 feet long, and it was grain lumber, and let me tell you, boy, that was the ends, both ends were bouncing off the pavement as I walked with them, and man, were they heavy. I tell you, I can't imagine. I probably couldn't even carry them today.
Heard that, yeah. I'm semi-retired from the fire department. I got talked into building a deck for a guy I worked with that worked with EMS. Been working on it for a couple of days, doing it by myself, so it's just a little bit at a time, you know. I'm not going to kill myself, but at least you'll be happy when it's done.
Okay, Russell, I'll talk to you later. Same to you, Dave. Bernice's dinner is served. If I want any, I better get over there. This is N0TR, it's clear.
Before it gets cold. KB4CBA, go ahead, Russell.
I was fixing to sign off myself here. I am pulling into the driveway, going to grab the mail and scoot in the house and hit a hot shower. You enjoy your tennis game. Tom, it was good talking with you. This is K2RCL, and I'll be clear after your final.
Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, anyway, we don't play for another probably almost an hour, about 50 minutes from now, but anyway, looking forward to it. Have a good evening, and and enjoyed the shore when there. 73 is KB4CBA mobile.
CBA N4DJC. How you doing, Dave? You headed out or headed back in?
I'm getting ready to pull in the sports club here, right here in just a second.
A good one, then. Nope. Don't overdo yourself. It's still kind of cool outside. I saw a little bit of sunshine earlier. Not much, just a little bit. I don't know whether it's doing over your ear or not. Well, have a good evening. Hope you have a good game or two.
Play till 6:30, but they wanted to meet at 6. I don't, you know, it's a league meeting. I'm not sure what we got to talk about for 30 minutes, but but anyway, I'm going to show up, so, aha. And there's Jason. He's running the show here. He's standing there talking on his cell phone, so I don't have to be in a rush because he's in charge of all of this. But anyway, yeah, I always look forward to playing tennis. It's a lot of fun. Even when I don't do well, I get a little aggravated with myself sometimes, but I still enjoy it and I get exercise, and that's what I mainly need anyway.
Enjoyed it when I played. I played in college, and after I didn't play college tennis. Now I just played while I was in high school and college, and played after college up until probably the last time I picked up a tennis racket. It's been a lot longer. I just think it's been probably 30 years ago, but we were up in Rock Hill, and boy, we had a recreation complex owned by the companies I worked for at that time, and had multiple tennis courts, had a racquetball courts inside, pool, golf courses, the whole deal, and cost $10 a month. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Much puzzle. I lived about a mile from a golf course. I could about the same distance from the plant. I could leave the plant for lunchtime, go down the putting green, hit a few balls, grab lunch, and head back to the plant. Or if I wanted to play golf, I could go up there. I could walk up to the, it's less than a mile from my house to the golf course, and about 3 miles to the recreation complex. We'd go up there. My wife used to play racquetball. We had a good time. I'm not quite up to that activity these days. My knees, I don't think my knees would hold out.
KB4CBA. Well, yeah, my knees were doing really good up until the accident we were involved in. Let's see, this coming July will be 3 years ago now. Gosh, time flies. I didn't have any pain in my feet or my knees, but now they do hurt. A guy turned left in front of us, and we T-boned him, and I saw him turning, so I tensed up. I was in the front seat. I wasn't driving, and it wasn't my car. But anyway, so it kind of messed up my knees and my joints and my feet, my ankles, and I don't know what all. I have different pains in my feet. It's kind of weird, but but I'm going to keep playing. I mean, you know, it's not that bad. But it takes me, it takes a lot more effort for me to get up out of the floor than it used to. It really, you know, that's about the only thing that really bothers me about it.
It actually, like, it's probably kept it from bothering you even more, I would imagine. Keeps your muscle strength up, and having muscle strength, you know, takes some of the pressure off those joints. Yeah, yeah. If I get down to the floor, my grandkids, I have a hard time getting up nowadays too. It's not quite as easy as it was. But my knees really don't bother me that much. But I'm just afraid. I'd be afraid to get out there and twist one or something, and then I've been a mess, I'm afraid. I injured my left knee. Yeah, left knee one time. I twisted it and pretty bad playing football. And actually, we were just playing touch football at the beach. I stepped in my washed out hole at the beach and twisted my knee up pretty bad. It swelled up and I had a time. I didn't go to the doctor either. That wasn't very bright, but I'm sure they would have. I'm sure I probably tore something in it, but it finally got where I could do pretty well up. But I can go up downstairs pretty good. But you just have to watch my balance as I get older. That's the biggest thing.
I was just dragging my feet in case somebody wanted to jump in. I've noticed, I can go upstairs pretty good, but coming down is painful. It's really weird. You'd think it'd be the other way around, but that's right. It's kind of strange, but anyway. The other night I was playing, and the court I was on has a brick sticking. It was a clay court, and had bricks sticking up about a couple of inches all the way around, pretty much the entire court. And I ran into the fence trying to chase the ball down, and my right big toe kicked that brick. And man, I hit it dead on, and I kicked the fire out of it too. I didn't realize I was going to make contact with it, or I would have done something to try to prevent it, but man alive. I played and finished, went home. We had a meeting, then I went home, and man, that thing, it woke me up about 1 o'clock, and for about 4 hours, I was just in pain, but it swelled up. It's back down to normal, but it still hurts a little bit, but it's going to be okay. It was just a real bad bruise.
Had a motorcycle accident back in the 70s and fell, and my toe got twisted up in the gear, in the shifter, and I had one of these little chukka boot on. I took my foot felt numb, and I thought, that didn't feel right. Took my digging shoe off. I dislocated my big toe. Thinking they were turning around the wrong way. I mean, it's on the other side. I'd been following my wife back. We were actually moving from Columbus, Georgia up to Virginia to change jobs. And I had to leave the motorcycle there. She came back looking for us, thank goodness. And to me, I sat in the hospital in Atlanta. Probably, I think it might have been Grady, one of them up there for about 2 or 3 hours waiting on an orthopedic guy to come take a look at it. They gave an injection, turned that thing back around. And I tell you what, the joint eventually fused, Dave. And David, I mean, it took me a couple of years to regain where I could. And you know, once that thing fused, and it finally healed up, and one day it just broke loose, the joint just broke loose, and I could maintain my balance again. But I walked with a limp for a couple of years. But your balance, that big toe has a lot to do with your balance.
I've always heard that. And, it hasn't affected mine, but I mean, I had to walk on my heel for a few days, and then it got to where I could stand to walk on it, but it was 6 days before I played tennis again, which was yesterday. So anyway, well, I'm gonna run. I gotta change shoes, and I guess I'll get on over and see what the meeting's all about here in a few minutes. But anyway, you have a good evening. Take care of yourself, and it's always good to talk to you, Jerry. And I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Okay, David, hope the meeting's short and you get to work out and stretch some and have a good game. Talk to you later. Enjoy it. KB4CBA and 4DJC clear.
4WHM Mobile.